This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and our sisters in the back in Islam, inshallah. Today's topic, with a few minutes we have together, inshallah, is Ightanim Khams Qabla Khams. Take advantage of five before five. And now, I'm going to ask you to help me out. What were these five? Can somebody remind me of one of them? Go ahead, Akhi. Your youth before your old age. You know what? I have something for you, man. Low calorie minutes. There you go. Oh, nice job. Get it back. It's sunnah. Go ahead. Clean the dust and eat it, inshallah. Now, very good. We'll take one. One at a time. So, okay, let's take that, then I'll ask you again, inshallah. Oh, mashallah. You know what, man? Akhi, where is that? Where's the brother that raised his hand? Was it you, Akhi? You know what? We have something better for you. No budget cuts. Ah, butterfingers. Good for you. Alright, the first one, let's talk about it, then I'll ask you for the second one. The brother said, the first one is take advantage of your youth before you become old. Subhanallah. Why? Did you know, brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves three types of people and loves three types of people more? Among them, He loves the older person that is righteous, but He loves the youth that is righteous more. So take advantage of your youth before you get old. And I'll talk about it a little more. Why? Because the older person... Okay, go ahead, tell me. Why?
I don't know.
You don't know. I love that answer. What? He's like Malik, rahmatullahi alayhi. لا أدري. من قال لا أدري فقد أفتى. من قال لا أعلم علمه الله. If you say لا أدري, I don't know, you've given fatwa. If you don't say الله أعلم, you say God knows best, Allah will give you knowledge, inshallah. Okay, who can tell me why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the youth that are obedient more than the elder person that is obedient? Go ahead, Akhi. Right on. Maybe it's one of them, because you're busy, and inshallah, that's very good, very good. I'll have competition after. Go ahead, Akhi. It's better to learn when you're young before you're old. Very good. Go ahead, Akhi. More memory? MashaAllah. More memory. Very good. Go ahead, Akhi. You start a habit, MashaAllah. You learn when you're young, it sticks with you. Very good. Right on. You learn when you're young, stick to it when you're old. Go ahead, man. Allahu Akbar. It's not an obligation yet. You haven't reached the age of 15 or reached the age of puberty, but you're doing it. So you're doing something voluntary that you're acting upon. Beautiful, Yaqi. Yes, my brother. If you're under 10, the heart is pure. I've never heard this hadith. Whom in the irritate? Allahu A'lam, but I'll take it. Okay. Good for you. See, I'm learning from you guys. Go ahead.
If you are a Christian, like if someone wants to become a Muslim, when you're old, it's hard to become a Muslim, but when you're young, it's easy.
MashaAllah, it's easier for you when you're younger than you are, become older. There you go. We got the idea, just because I only have a few minutes with you. So we'll take one, like it's only 5 or 10 minutes. So inshallah, we get the gist. Thank you very much. Barakallahu fi. But I will have a competition in the end, so I'll ask you about this, okay? So here it is. Some of the scholars say, you know why? Because when you get older, you know, you get a bit of gray hair, you start making noises when you get up. You sit down, you make more noise. When you're young, you don't feel that, man. You feel like you're indispensable, you're invisible, right? You feel like you're going through stones, you move mountains. That's it, you're indestructible. You're not going to die. You feel that strength, right? And not only that, you see the older man now, has been there, done that. And he's getting old, he's married now, he's got kids, he's tired. He knows he'll be going to the grave soon, so he's preparing, he's becoming righteous, comes close to the masajid. But when you're young, man, you don't see this stuff yet. You got hormones driving you up and down, like you're driving you nuts. You got chemical reactions, you got things, you got fitted all over the place. You're like a bull, right? You're walking around hunting. Right? So now you're obedient, when you have all these tests and fitted, you're more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? That's why among the seven there will be shaded on Judgment Day, where there is no shade except Allah's shade, is among them is what? Shabun nasha'a fi ta'atillah. A youth that was raised in the obedience of Allah. May Allah make you among them. Very good indeed. Now, who can tell me number two of the five? Which one? Your health before your illness. Very good. Your health before your illness. You get your health now. You won't know that provisions and the sustenance and the blessing of Allah that has given you the health unless you lose it. You won't understand what I'm saying because it's not tangible. You don't feel it yet. No problems. You got the strength, you go and do things, no problems. But when you lose it, you will understand that the blessing of the health is priceless. If you don't want to, I'll tell you one thing. Just go to the hospital one day. Go to the hospital one time and go to the burn unit. You won't be able to thank Allah enough, ya akhi, for the blessings that you have. If you go back in the hospital, you find out these people that have a bag next to them because they actually cannot go to the bathroom. People, the things you take for granted. The things you take for granted, like you wake up in the morning, right? You get off the bed, you put your feet in, you go to the bathroom, you make wudu, you actually go down and come up and pray and all that thing. But I'll tell you what, you can watch it on YouTube. A man called Abdullah, a young man, youth, that you've seen on your screen. On the face, normal, when the screen pulls back out, you'll see this man is quadriplegic. He's paralyzed from the neck down. The things you take for granted, he mentions this. He says, I wishes. He says, I wish for three things. Among the wishes for the three things, he says, an asjud lillahi sajda. I wish that I can prostrate to Allah once. The things you take for granted, that you actually pray and take it for granted, that it's no big deal, wallahi. That man knows how beautiful it is now because he cannot do it. And he says that I wish that my friends told me to prostrate to Allah before it's too late. I didn't pray before. Now I want to pray, I can't. And he says the worst thing about it is my friends. They didn't even mention. Now they're saddened. I'm in the collegiate. I'm in a chair. They feel sorry for me. And they didn't feel sorry for me because I didn't pray before. So he says, I wish the things that I took it for granted, I didn't. He says, I wish that I can actually turn a page of the Quran. The things that you take for granted, that you help, that you have, that Allah give you that ability to be able to hold the Quran, to be able to turn the Quran, to be able to use it. And he says, I wish when I prostrate to Allah, it's my last thing that I do. I wish that I die right there and then. And he says, I wish that I can run to my mother on Eid day, hug her and kiss her, and tell her, Jazakallahu khayran ya ummah for raising me when I was young. He says, I can't do that. So the things that you have, your health before your illness, you should take advantage of it before it's too late. So we are going to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula for the ni'mah, for the blessing that He's given you. So how do you thank Allah with your eyes? How do you thank Allah with your eyes? Yes, Afi. Eh? Read the Quran, beautiful. What else? How else? Yes, Akhi. Lower your gaze. You got the idea. How do you thank Allah with the ni'mah of the tongue? Say salam. Say dhikr, and so on. You got the idea. How do you thank Allah with your feet? Allahu Akbar. Walk to the masajid. Very good. How do you thank Allah with your hand? Don't smack me, I'll be thankful to you. Yes, Akhi. I don't know, I love that man. This is the I don't know man. What's your name, Akhi? Umar. Barakallahu feek. Hasharakallahu Muhammad Muqtab. Ameen. Now, you become thankful to you, give sadaqah and so on. That's how you become thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take advantage of that. That's number two. Who can tell me number three? Okay. Okay, take advantage of five before five. We got number one and number two. Okay, who can tell me? Go ahead. Touch the Quran. Yes, Akhi. Your wealth before your poverty. My man, very good indeed. This stuff will go. In the end, I'll ask questions, inshallah. There'll be competition. So take advantage of your wealth before you're poor. Because now you have the money. Tomorrow, do you guarantee you have money? All right, but how did you spend your money, man? Did you go buy some drugs and you did alcohol? You bought that car, you saw that girl, you buy some lunch and all that stuff? Is that how you spend your money? Have you not heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you on Judgment Day, where did you get the money from and how did you spend your money from? Subhanallah. So now can you imagine when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this wealth in three types. We'll talk about it on the other side, inshallah. I won't go into details. But when you have the money, take advantage of it, ya akhi, and spend it for the sake of Allah before you spend it somewhere else. How did you earn it? Because Ali ibn Abi Talib says that the rizq, sustenance is written, decreed. Provision is written for you in the womb before you're even born. But he says, أَحْسِنُ الطَّلَبُ. Ask for the rizq in a most beautiful way. And the story is given that this man, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, has given the man the reins of his horse. He went inside the masjid. So the man likes the reins and he stole them and he sold them in that marketplace. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu an Ali Bayt al-Athar ajma'in. When he went outside, he did not see his reins, so he went to the marketplace to look for one. He saw his own. So I asked the merchant, he says, I ask you for the sake of Allah, how much did you give this? The man that gave you this rain, how much money do you give him for? He says, I give him 2 dinar for it. He says, wallahi, I intended to give him 2 dinar for him looking after my horse while I'm inside the masjid. وَلَكِنَّهُ اسْتَعْجَلْ. But he was in haste. He was in a rush to get his money. So make sure, my brothers and sisters, to get your money from lawful sources and spend it in the lawful sources. And take advantage that you have the money now before you don't have it later. And spend it for the sake of Allah. Very good. Number four. Who's number four? What is number on the five list? Take advantage of five before five. Go ahead, yeah. Allahu Akbar. He says, Hayatika qabla mawtik. Because your life before death. Who is guaranteed to live forever? Raise your hand if you think you're going to live forever. Really? MashaAllah. This is the same brother says, I don't know. You're right on that one. No one. Are you kidding? Afa in mitta. أَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath by his life. لَعَمْرُكَ. By your time, by your life, Allah took an oath with that. Allah only can take an oath with any of his creation, but none of his creation can take an oath with anybody else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أَبَا إِن مِتَّ. If you die, you think they are going to live forever, eternally? لا والله. No one is going to live forever in this life. In the hereafter, inshallah. But now, he says, knowing for sure that you will die. Knowing for sure. And that's another topic we'll talk about in another lecture tomorrow, inshallah. That you will die. How could you not possibly prepare for that? When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and Sahaba Ibn says, since you're created, there is an arrow already been let go. The angel is death is coming for you. Your life is a countdown to the grave. Since you know for sure, and this, people even don't believe in God. If people don't believe in God, they'll tell you two things are for sure. What are they? Death and taxes, right? They even believe that. If they don't believe in God, they don't believe in the judgment day, they don't believe in anything, they still believe that death and taxes are for sure. You can't get away from them. So be smart. Prepare. Take advantage of this life before you die. And I'll tell you the explanation later on, inshallah. I'll give you just a brief one so you can get something that's tangible to you. On Judgment Day, the scholars will tell you will get three grants or four wishes, some of the scholars say. And some Waliyadu Billah said when you go to the other side, Waliyadu Billah. When in the hellfire, the people that dwellers will ask Allah for something. Allah will be answering, of course, in so many years later, he says, قِيل رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. People will say, what? Oh Allah, you know what? I know what is true. It's true now. The hellfire is true. It exists. I know now, Ya Rab, irji'un. Take me back to this life. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. Maybe I can do something good before I die. What happens? كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهُمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Nay, they will not go back to it. It is merely an utterance, a lip service, right? A lip service. It's not going to happen. They will go back to their own ways. And I'll give you that example. You know, who travels here, guys? Anybody travels? Alright. You know, if you take a car driving around, or you take a boat going somewhere, or you take a plane going somewhere, alright? And you start thinking now, I gotta see this girl, Sister Fatim, Sister Fifi. Oh, Sister Susu's doing so good, man. I gotta go check her out, man. Yeah, intention is marriage. Sure. Yeah. Shaitan is playing games with your head, right? No. What happens? On the airplane, what do you do, man? As soon as you get air turbulence, boom. What do you feel? You're still taking her picture out and smelling your stuff and getting ready for it? You say, Tubna ila Allah, I repent. Is that right? That's what happens. Same thing, you're on the boat, you say, Ya Rab, the boat is sinking. Ya Rab, if you save me from this, I give 100,000 pounds, Ya Rab. And all of a sudden the boat is, you can see now, a bit land. Yes, Ya Rab, that 50,000 pounds I mentioned earlier, I'll give it to you as soon as you get on the shore. You're coming close to the shore? Those 5 pounds, oh Allah, that I promised, inshallah, I will give it to you as soon as I can. You get on shore? You know, do you take checks? That's what happens to a human being. That's what it is, man. So take advantage of life before death. That's what happens, ya akhi. So we understand now there's something tangible. Among that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned the Quran. He's okay, you're not coming back to life, what happens? Okay, he says, فَلْيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ Ya Rab, kill us, Ya Malik, the angel of the hellfire. Ask Allah to kill us, we don't want to feel any more pain. What happens? Yes, so that will not happen either. The third one says what happens. He says, Rabb, فَلْيُخَفِّفْ عَنَّا يَوْمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ One day off. Apparently that they're a union. They need a holiday. They want to take one day off. Will that happen? It will not happen. So that's the reason the scholar says, أَنْتَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأُمْنِيَةِ You are living this wish. How much will you pay to come back to this life? How much will you pay to come back to this life to do good so you can go stay away from the hellfire and go to heaven? Anything. So the scholar says, you are living this wish, don't waste it. So life before death. And last one, inshallah, on the five. Okay, no, you said something before, hold on. Which one? Good man. Time. Time before you don't have time. Have you heard this before? Let's kill some time. Ya Allah. When you hear that people say, let's kill some time, let's go man, let's paint the town red, let's go bar hopping man, let's kill some time. Don't you know that the time is your capital? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ By time. Indeed, the human being in a state of loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ تَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ Except those who believe and do good deeds, and help one another in doing righteous deeds, and be patient among one another, and so on. Amazingly enough, time is your capital. وَكُنَّا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا We used to count everything for you. So your time is what the seed you sow in this life. What you sow in here in this seed, you will receive the reward in the hereafter. So time is what you're given before it's too late. And when you're in this situation, you don't have a wife, you don't have a husband, you don't have family, and you have kids, and you have that stuff, you have the time now. Before you don't have the time, I tell you, wallahi akhi, take advantage of it before it's too late. So now you have the five, take advantage of five before five. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among them, make us among those who listen, speak, and follow the best of it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Sallam alayhi wa sallam. This is five before five. So let's recap, right? Here we go. Competition time. So I'll tell you what. The brothers are sitting down is one group. The brothers that are standing up is another group. Alright? Call yourself a name. What's your group? What's your posse name? What's your team name?
Islam.
Okay, this is Islam. What are the kafara? What are they? They're Muslim too, man. Okay, what are the brothers that are standing up? What's the name of your team? Hey? Iman? Okay. Islam and Iman. So let me ask you the first question. Brothers in Islam. Okay, brothers in Islam, sit down. Give me one of the five. Your wealth before. Your pop. Oh, sorry, man. Okay, Iman. Brothers standing up. Give me second one. Go ahead, Abhi. Youth before old age. Good man. Islam. Go ahead, man. Life before death, mashallah. Iman. No, sit down, sit down.
Iman.
No, no, okay. Hold on. Brother in the blue, you raised your hand. Okay, go ahead. Time before you don't have time. All right, Islam. Okay. I haven't heard you yet. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Hey?
Money before poverty.
Right on. Wealth before poverty. I think I heard that before, but that's okay. Now the brother standing up.
Yeah.
Okay. Go. No. Okay, go ahead, man. Whatever it is, I agree. Go ahead. Congratulations. Mashallah. All right. Let's call it a tie. Have a seat. Sit down, brother. All right. Tie. I'll tell you what. If you're tied, you'll get this. This is a tie break. Okay? Let me explain. Have a seat, brothers. Have a seat. I'll explain. This is the last question. Okay? We call this a tie break. The tie break rules are very simple. I'll say a question. The first one raises their hand. I stop. I will not complete the question, nor that I will repeat the question. So you have to answer according to what you heard. You give me the right answer, you and your team win this. You give me the wrong answer, the other team wins by default, and your team members hate you for life. No pressure. You got the rules? Okay. For the brothers that are sitting down, please sit down originally. And the brothers standing up originally, stand up. Alright, here we go. Here we go. Remember, the tie-break questions are very tricky and tough. You have to be listening well. And you have to give me everything I ask for. So I will tell the brother what the answer is and what the question is so he knows I'm not bluffing. So, hold on 1 second. Pretend that you're talking among yourselves. Alright, the tie-break question is,
yes.
The brother knows what the question is, so you can call my bluff. And please make sure you eyewitnesses who raise their hand first, okay? Alright, if you raise your hand, I tell you, give me the answer. Otherwise, you default. Make sure you understand the question, know the answer before you raise your hand. Otherwise, I will tell you, go ahead, answer. If you don't give me the right answer, the other team wins. Alright, so be careful. The tie-break question is, what were the three wishes? Go ahead, what were the three wishes? Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah. Brother Unais is the one that actually answered the correct question, so I'll give it to him. But please do not fight over this, otherwise we'll take it away. Okay? So discipline, inshallah. Okay, he's the honor.
He has to give him up,
but don't come for it, okay?
Anybody who stands up won't receive a sweet.
Or do you want us to give it away on your behalf? You want the big boys to give it away, or do you want to give it away? Okay, he's defaulted. He says, I'm honored. Great, but he will give it to the big boys. Where are the big boys?
Yeah.
There you go. You guys, okay. Give it one at a time. Stand in line. Thank you very much, guys. MashaAllah. Is that it for that? Or that's it? Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. Don't forget to do that. Subhanakallah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. That was an army of something. What the heck was that? It was a gang. That was a... All right, so we can leave now. Ghuraba.